Recently on the Waste Spotters podcast, you heard my dad say...
People would go, this is a, obviously, I'm cheating. I'm just going to upgrade it. That way they won't ever see it. Hello, agents, trainers, keepers, pilots, eighth wallers, and our beloved explorers and wayfinders. Welcome to episode number 115 of the Waste Spotters podcast. Here at Waste Spotters, we want to do everything we can to help you become a better wayfinder. As we've always said, we want to educate, entertain, and excite. Waste Spotters is brought to you by the good people of the Pokemon Professor Network, and today is Friday, March 29th, 2024. I am Blame Jamal, and I am here with Chris. What's going on?
Not much, buddy. Not much. How are you doing?
You know, I am doing great. It's Good Friday, and I, as we record this, and as a good Catholic boy, my mom is going to be calling me wanting to know if I've gone to service and what I'm doing for Easter, and I haven't made any plans for that, so I got to figure it out because I know the call's going to come at any minute, and then she's going to want to see pictures. She's going to call me on Sunday and say, oh, can you send me the pictures of you and the family at Easter service? And I'm going to be like, oh, okay, dang, pictures, mom? Like, you looking for receipts now? So.
She just wants to see them dressed up.
I know, all. Right? And did we buy the girls Easter dresses? No.
Yeah.
Am I planning on going and getting them Easter dresses? No. So I'll figure something out. Yeah, well, how about you?
Oh, not much. I don't have to work this week, so I got a nice 4-day weekend because of the holidays. So this is the one of the perks of a government job. Yeah. We get all the stat holidays
off. Nice. Awesome. So there's not too many differences in American holidays and Canadian holidays. There's a couple, right?
There's a couple. Canada kind of aligns our holidays with yours. Mm-hmm. So like President's Day down there is something else up here.
Right.
So like holidays are different, but they're the same days.
Gotcha. Usually. That makes sense. Yeah, that works. I mean,
except for Thanksgiving.
That's right. Your Thanksgiving is like a couple weeks earlier.
It's in October. Yeah.
Right. Nice. But you had both off this last year, right? Didn't you work some way to have a both off? Yeah. Look at that. See, I like
my vacation.
I like that. And yeah. You had two. And you had two dinners.
Yeah. Yes, we do it every year.
That's awesome.
Half the reason I'm marrying an American.
There you go. You get the best of both worlds. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, oh boy, do we have some stuff going on this week. We don't always have a whole lot of news, but this week we've got a ton of news. So we're going to do something a little bit different this week for everybody listening. The entire news section is going to be combined with topic number one. So Chris, take a deep breath and let's hear from our buddy Testone. How about that?
Yep, let's go.
And now, the latest Niantic news from the Wayspotters podcast, presented by the Pokemon Professor Network.
All right, so I'm not going to go too in-depth into much of this, so we'll just kind of skim through it all and we'll go into topic number one. Edit appeals are moving away from the forum and they are moving to the help page, then the little help chat there, mm-hmm. Which thank God. Everybody who listens to the show regularly knows my troubles with Cecil B. Found Parkat. Edit got rejected, took it to the forum, they did something. So I put it in the help chat last night after I found out that this was a new thing. 6.5 hours, it's already fixed.
Nice.
So
that's great. That's great feedback for Niantic if they're listening. That's really good feedback. Yes. That it worked.
Oh, solid. Solid. So if you have edits that you tried to do, they got rejected, appeal them through the help chat. It's fantastic.
Nice.
Forums are moving. They are moving not only the Wayfarer forums, but the Pikmin Bloom forums and the Monster Hunter Now forums are moving. For our Ingress players, they are not moving the Ingress forums. They're just directing everybody to the Ingress subreddit, which I have feelings about.
Ooh, I've got feelings about that also. You know,
we're not an Ingress podcast.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. If you want to know about that, you can listen to Ingress Insights with Pokemon Trainer Jay. I'm sure he'll be talking all about that. I'll be listening to his episode where he talks about that because I've got feelings about Reddit. You know my feelings about Reddit anyway, but
yeah. the light ship only bug for Ingress has been fixed. So the bug where the light ship only nominations were blocking Ingress, new Ingress portals from syncing onto the map, mm-hmm. that's been fixed. So you can now, praise Jesus, nominate your light ship only stuff again. Thank you for your patience. That is fixed.
Testone had fun. Yeah. Testone had a good fun poking fun at you with his little jab there. I thought that was pretty
he
clever.
Did. He fun. Did. He goes, Chris can. He said, Chris can nominate light ship only again. And I was like, yeah. And I did. I think I've done about four or five this week since he said that. So. And I real quick, because you have it in the notes, I sent a tweet out. This would be more for our YouTube folks. Let me share this real quick. I sent a tweet out about edits and edit appeals, and I just like open up my spreadsheet just as it's kind of a joke, because I have a spreadsheet of all my edits. And then you were just like, he's not kidding. He has a spreadsheet. Yeah. So then I took a screenshot off my dashboard that I've created for my edits with all of my charts and all of my stats and stuff for my edits. So for the YouTube folks, there it is. There's my charts, and
it's amazing.
It's on Twitter if you haven't. If you
yeah, not, it's amazing. There's line graphs and bar graphs and circle graphs, and it's super involved. It's way involved. So I love it. I think it's amazing.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun making that.
My
edit approval rate's like 93.5%.
That's
so
good.
That's bad.
That's good. All right. So you ready to jump into topic number one?
Absolutely.
All right, let's do it.
Topic number one.
All right, there you go. That's what you get when you hire an AI voice. All right, so topic number one. So we're going to dig into a couple of the big items here. And I wanted to do this because I think they deserve a little discussion. And I always like to give my take on things. And, you know, you guys know my take is not always the most popular take, but it's mine. But this one, I think we are all pretty much in a, well, I don't know. Let's see where we go here. So the first one, Chris, I'll bring it up on the screen. And this is something that I personally didn't see coming. And I don't know if you saw coming, but, it's the edits, and they are moving on to the help support page. And like you said, you had one that was done in about 6.5 hours. So edits historically for me have been a little bit of a not really worth my time, not really worth my effort, because it's like a big ordeal. And the couple that I've done, I shared it here on the podcast. There was one that I was trying to move and edit from the field of a dog park to the front door of where you walk into the dog park, instead of like the pin being like, even with the expanded radius, you would have to literally walk onto where the dogs are to interact with the waste bot, instead of being able to go to the little Sallyport fence. And I sent that in, and they were like, oh no, we're going to leave it where it is. And I'm like, yeah, it's on the dog park, but it's not really. So I don't know. A lot of the edits I've done, I really haven't had a lot of luck with, either going through the form you fill out or going into Ingress and trying to move it and put it into Wayfair. So, but I think this, Chris, I think this is good. Moving it to where they're moving it to now is going to make it a lot better. You're going to be able to interact with the human, in quotes, and be able to do a lot of things there. So I want to get your take on this.
No, I think this move is fantastic. Not only do you not have to, like, if you're trying to edit, especially a location edit, like if you're trying to move something from something that's like not good to something that's good, you know what I mean? Like it's somebody's gone way too many meters between friends mm-hmm. just to get it into a new cell. Mm-hmm. You try and move it regularly, and then your community is like, no, absolutely, it's fine where it is because it's in its own cell, and then your edit gets rejected. You shouldn't have to dox yourself or out yourself on a forum to get that moved correctly.
Right.
You shouldn't have to, if you're trying to change something that somebody else has done to make it better or to kind of fix something that they've done, you shouldn't have to out yourself on the forum to get that fixed. So this is fantastic because it's anonymous. It's not, well, not necessarily anonymous. It's behind the scenes.
Right.
Right. So they won't know who did it.
And I think that's important. Go ahead. Sorry. I think you were going to say what I was going to say.
And it's absolutely important because now you're not kind of screwing yourself with your community. Right. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, go to the forums and go to the edit section of the forums. Like it's a barren wasteland there.
Yes.
Like there, I've got, I didn't pull it up, but like I have a couple of edit appeals that are in there from like 2021 mm-hmm. that have nobody's even looked at. Mm-hmm. Right. Whereas I think it, by putting it in the support, they have dedicated people whose job it is, whose part of their job is to look at the support queue and go through it. Right. And it's, if it's a ticket system, anything like the ticket systems that I'm used to at work, like it pops up on their screen and they have a queue that they have to kind of work through so many every single day or whatever. Mm-hmm. Right. So rather than just saying, hey, go check the forums once in a while, and then you don't get any notifications that there's 742 edit appeals in the forums that no one's looking at.
And there's probably some dashboard with number of new tickets, number of tickets touched, number of tickets completed, number of tickets past 24 hours, you know, the standard tech kind of dashboard. But Chris, you hit on something a minute ago that I think is probably the most important. A lot of the reasons why people don't go in and fix things is they don't want to be known as the guy, the gal, the person who got rid of my gym, got rid of my stop, moved my stop. And it's like, oh, I saw you put that in. You tried to move this. Don't you know that it's not hurting anybody by being here? And, you know, nevertheless, that it's in the wrong spot or it's inappropriate or the picture's wrong. You don't want to be the person. Like, I don't mind. Like, I'm a big guy. I'm fine. I don't care. But there are some people that do care. There's some people that want to protect their privacy. Like, you know, if someone's trying to find me, just Google me. You can come. My address is on there. Come right to my house. Like, you know, come on in. We'll have a drink. Like, I don't really care. Just don't try to come in when I don't want you to come in. It might not work out well for you. However, a lot of people, you know, really don't want to dox themselves. That's a real thing. And I think Niantic, maybe I'm going to give them credit and say they did that on purpose, right? That they said, we want to turn down the temperature. We want people to do the right thing, and we don't want them to have undue consequences and circumstances by doing the right thing. And this is the right move. Like, I know people in my community will go out and do things now because it's not out there on the internet where everybody can see. And, you know, when I put that thing out there on the dog park, there was a couple of my locals that saw it. They're like, oh, you're trying to move the dog park. That's awesome. And I'm like, what? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Because I only told a couple people that I was trying to do that. I think that is the right thing. So, you know, every action has a reaction. And I think the action they took on this, one, should speed it up. Two, should get it on a dashboard where a human or a really smart AI will see it and take action on it and give you some hopefully consistent feedback. But then three, you don't have to dox yourself. So I think, you know, that's a gold star all around from Blame Jamal for what they did here. I think this is a really good move for Niantic. And I think it's going to help people, give them the incentive to clean up the game board.
Yep. 100%. And it's super easy to do. Like, it walks you through every single step. My only issue with it is when you first go in and you type in Wastebot edit appeal.
Yeah.
It brings up like three completely unrelated articles, and then it's like, do any of these help? And you're like, no. And then it brings you into the kind of, what's your email? What are you trying to do?
Right.
And then it gives you the options and stuff. And then it's super easy after that, but it's just like, I should be able to type Wastebot edit appeal and it should go, okay, I know what you're trying to do.
Right.
Yep. So that's my only nitpicky thing with this.
And for people who are going to use this, make sure you know the coordinates, the location of the Wastebot. Make sure you know the name of the Wastebot. There's a little bit of homework that you have to do prior to doing this. You want to know where it is, what it's called, and where it should be moved to, and why. Am I missing a step? Was there something else in there that it needed to have besides those three? The name of it, the location, the current location, the new location, and why? Was there something else?
And when you submitted the original edit.
That's right.
They want to know when you submitted the original edit. Here's a fun thing. So when I did mine, I knew because I got an email like one of those automated generated emails saying, hey, congratulations, the community has accepted your edit. And I was like, what? No, they didn't. So they're going back. They're actually going back in the system and like an actual appeal. So if you appeal your Wastebot nomination, they go into your contribution list and they change it from rejected to appealed or so approved. So they're actually going in to your contribution list, to your edit. So if you can go and change my edit in the contribution list in the background, why can't I see it on my page?
Right.
Real side note.
You know, I got to hope that they're working on that. I got to hope that they're working on that. You know, I'm sure it's some engineering or whatever. I don't know, but I'll keep the hope out there.
It's probably a design
thing. Yeah.
But anyway, so it's pretty cool. So once those edits end up on your contribution page, finally, eventually, it'll show up as approved and not rejected. So I thought that was kind of neat.
Nice.
So that's why they want to know when you originally submitted the edit so they can go and actually find the edit in the system and then flip it from rejected to approved.
Nice. Now, speaking of the forums, there's the big thing. We don't want to bury the lead, but we wanted to get that in because we might spend a fair amount of time on this next part. So do you want to pull up that message from Tintino and I'll go through and read it? So the forums, people. The forums are moving. New forums, new adventures, same explore community. So I'm going to read this. And just imagine that you're hearing Tintino, but it's me. I don't know. I can't do Tintino. I'm not. Anyways. All right. Explorers. Mark your calendars. Our community forum is moving. I'm thrilled to share that on April 3rd, 2024, we will be starting a new community forum adventure. As we pack our bags, there are a few things we'd love to share with you in preparation for the move. We're incredibly grateful for the amazing community you've all built here on the forums. Since our launch in 2020, many of you have been here from the very beginning, and your contributions have been instrumental in transforming this space into a thriving community hub it is today. You are all invited to join us in our new community forum. Don't forget to bring that spirit of exploration with you. Here are some things you can look forward to. Exciting new user experience, we will be reshaping the community space to be more user-friendly and easier to navigate for our new users. A collaborative fresh start. We'll be listening to the community changes you wish to see, working with our ambassadors to bring those to life. Let's build a new community together that recapture the gold nuggets already established. A better moderation feel. We'll be working with our team and ambassadors to level up the moderation while fostering a safe, fun, and informative community. Here's what you can expect in the upcoming weeks. The new community forum will launch April the 3rd, 2024. I'll repeat that, April the 3rd, 2024. Editorial note, probably a good thing not launching it on the 1st. Anyhow, I'll keep going. Our current community will become read-only on April the 3rd, 2024, and officially close on April 15th. That is tax day in the U.S. Another editorial comment.
Ooh.
The news category will be only content officially migrated over. Explorer-authored content can be screenshot and shared in the new form if relevant or needed. Free tools can be used to access older posts and content that isn't migrated over, example, Wayback Machine. Creating a new forum account will be as easy as using your Wayfarer-eligible game account. Please note you'll be required to have a Niantic ID. We'll probably go over that as we get closer on how you do a Niantic ID. I went in and did it. We'll put a mental note in there sometime, maybe next show or the show after. We'll kind of walk people through it. If you don't have one, you'll be instructed to create one upon your first sign-in attempt. It's not terribly hard, but it might be worth, you know, putting something together. If you experience any issues with signing in, please contact the Wayfarer Help Chat. Chris, thoughts on that?
I think this is good. The forums, as they kind of are now, it's a very busy place. Mm-hmm. I think it's a nice place. I love being on the forums. I think this is more of a back end thing more than anything else. It's interesting they're going to It's interesting that they're not migrating over the old posts. I kind of understand why. Mm-hmm. It's probably be a lot of work. There's a couple of evergreen posts that are mine on there that got some traction that I might want to move over. Like that top mistakes.
Yeah.
One. Yeah. It's gotten a lot of views. I still get comments on that one. So I'll probably migrate that one over. And I think everything else, the ones that I put in for the Wayfarer challenges, mm-hmm. I think I'll just kind of leave them because they're pretty done. So,
yep. So
I think it's good.
I think it's good too. So I wrote down in notes a few bullet points that I want to put out there for your edification. So bullet point number one, I guess a bullet point can't have a number, but first bullet point, Niantic is obviously making a big bet on their internal communications by making all these changes, mm-hmm. right? So they are betting on themselves that they can adequately communicate with all of us explorers when it comes to the edit appeals and when it comes to the forums. Second point is giving Ambos MOD powers and giving them mod powers is good. It's good. They're leveraging the Ambos, and I think the Ambos have been great when it comes to this forum and it comes to Niantic overall. I have a concern there. We'll get to it in a second. Next one is, wouldn't it be kind of cool if there was some app that would work to... anyways, never mind. Sorry. Okay. All right. and the last one is like a question to you that I'll answer also. Do you trust the team with handling all of this stuff on the new forums?
Yes, I do. I think that they kind of lean on the ambassadors a little bit too much to watch over the forums. I get it. It's a small team. They're probably spread pretty thin. Mm-hmm. So I understand kind of leaning on the ambassadors to monitor the forums and stuff. Yeah, I mean, they were doing it. The ambassadors were basically modding the forums as it is.
Right. So it doesn't just kind of made it official too, there.
I wish that they didn't lean on them so much.
I do too. Now, for the ambassador's sake, they probably want to be leaned on. I just don't want my main fear is that the paid Niantic employees are putting the ambassadors in a position to do their jobs. And then the ambassadors only have so much power. And, you know, they've told us, and Niantic has told us that, hey, the ambassadors can't do certain things. They can't see private information. They can't see individual game logins, blah, 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 all those things. So I don't want the explorers to get used to just talking to ambassadors. And then when something breaks, the ambassadors are like, I can't do that. And it's like, you've been doing things for me for a year. So I don't want Niantic employees to kind of, you know, skirt out the back door while, you know, the volunteers are out there doing all the heavy lifting. That being said, I have complete trust in the ambassadors, like complete trust.
100%.
From all three cohorts. I mean, we've gotten to know a lot of them. We knew some of them prior to them becoming ambassadors. Some of them we got to know while they were in their ambassadorship. And they're great human beings, great individuals, complete trust in that. I just want to make sure that the accountability is there to Niantic to deliver on what they said they're going to do and what they need to do. Now, this is where my brain went also when I was, you know, kind of, I read over the show notes to my wife, who has no idea what I'm talking about, but I just need kind of a warm person to kind of read it to just in case it's something crazy. She was like, well, mm-hmm. what if they have the ambassadors doing this so they can go and do other work? And I was like, oh, I hadn't thought about that. And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, let me run that by Chris. So they could freeing up time. You know, if we want Niantic RN, anyway, Niantic Aaron, Niantic RN, Niantic LC, whomever, do we want them, you know, scrolling through the forums to moderate it? Or do we want them working on some cool new feature or challenge on the back end or something? I don't know. I'm throwing it out there. We don't have a whole lot of information. And I don't think anyone does. So I'm throwing that out there just to say, you know, kind of this is what my wife said, and I think she might be right. They could be working on stuff and they're having the ambassadors kind of do some of this heavy lifting and they can go and do the actual development work. Thoughts on that?
That's a fair point. That's a really, really good point. Because this is moderating the forums is something that they can empower the ambassadors to do without giving them access to anything new, essentially. Mm-hmm. Right? They're just saying, hey, here, I'm going to click a button. Now you can close threads and delete posts and scold people properly for abusing the forums and being mean.
Yes. Right?
So, you know, it's, and honestly, modding a forum is not overly difficult if you have enough people doing it, and there's 24, 36, I don't know if they're giving mod powers to the AMBO alums or not,
right?
I would hope.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, 24, 36 of them, plus I'm sure that the Niantic folks are kind of gonna have their thumb on it a little bit, right? Saying, all right, maybe don't delete that one, maybe that guy wasn't, so you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. So
Don't be too quick to close a thread.
Exactly, yeah. If it frees the Niantic team up to put edits on the contribution page, I'm all in.
Yeah.
I'm all in. I'm putting all my chips in.
Right. So. I'm with you. Or like devote two people to create an app or something. I don't know. I'm going to get over that someday. Exactly. Like someday I'm going to get over that. Like that AMA like broke my heart. That's like Christmas morning, like you're expecting the Red Rider thing and you don't get it. And anyways,
I'm glad you mentioned AMAs.
Yes.
Real quick, because last year we had already had an announcement about the April AMA being the first AMA of 2023.
Right.
It is almost April and we've heard nothing.
Right.
Nothing. Yeah. So Niantic, if you're listening, AMA, maybe coming soon.
Oh, also, you haven't revealed to the public your prediction for the next Wayfarer Challenge. Do you want to do that next week?
Next week. Yes, we'll do that next week.
Next week. Chris is going to predict the date.
Oh, Canada.
And the place. Oh, man. I love it. We need to have a Wayfarer get together in Toronto. That would be cool. Or Wayfarer.
Yes.
Yeah. Tintino and Tib and Avocado and everybody just pack up their bags and head to Toronto. Now that the weather is going to start to get nice, you won't have snow. Do you have snow right now?
No.
Okay, good.
It's melted. The snow is all gone.
Melted, yeah. So closing that loop, I do trust the team also for the reasons said previously. And I'm hoping that we have some type of upgraded interface, the way it looks, the way it feels, the way it flows. Mm-hmm. I know they made a change that not everybody can see, that you can only see on certain pages where the logo is different. Have you seen that on certain pages on the forum where it looks different?
I didn't notice that, no.
Yeah, there's a couple pages that look different that I've noticed over the last week or so. So I don't know if that's going to be the new change or not, but it's going to be interesting to see what it is. But I'm looking forward to it. And as always, everybody always tells me that I promise to get more active on the forums. When I do, I just make people mad. So I post something and everybody's like, why did you bring that up? Why'd you do this? And I'm like, I was just trying to spark conversation. And so people still comment on that Road Verge thing. So that hasn't died yet. And that made people big mad. The Road Verge. So
I referenced that in my last comment on the forums. I don't know if you want to go find it, but
yeah, that made people big mad because they were like, the Little Free Library concept was closed. Everybody was happy with it, and you opened it up. And I was like, I got tired of getting all my stuff rejected when I go and I found a phrase I had never heard before, Road Verge. I found it and it like
Verge,
and it like backed up my argument and you know. It's funny when I go and I review now, I see some and people mention the word Road Verge in their supplemental. And I'm like, yes, I did it.
That's awesome.
It makes me feel good. Oh, you got anything else on topic number one?
Nope.
All right. So now I'm gonna break some stuff. I'm going to be a bull in a china shop with this next one, Chris. So this is where you are going to have to slap my hand and vehemently disagree with me because I know you do, and that's part of why I'm doing this. So here we go.
Topic number two.
All right. Topic number two. Let me preface this by saying it's against the rules, but should it be? I've been known to bring up an unpopular topic in the past, and I think this one will be right on brand for good old Blame Jamal. So now let's clear this up before we get started. Many people see what I'm about to talk about as abuse, straight up abuse. I'll be open and honest and say I used to do this all the dang time, like all the time. And I know Lachlan hated it, and I know Chris hates it also. What am I talking about? Well, what I'm talking about is adding a description to when you were making an edit.
Gasp.
I heard it. I heard the gasp. Everybody was like, what? I heard a collective dun, gasp. Dun, dun. All right. So if you're on YouTube, and if you're not on YouTube, if you're an audio listener, go on YouTube real quick. Take a look at what we're talking about. All right. So here's a prime example of a situation. So for those of you who are in the car and can't pull over and look at YouTube right now, what you're looking at is an edit screen. And it is asking the reviewer to select the best location based upon a map. And what you see on the map is the current way spot and a prospective way spot. Now, I have a couple plugins on, so people who are just reviewing with vanilla will not see the little way spot question mark, little marker there. So just think when you're reviewing, it says pick the best location, and there's just two dots, and you have to pick. And I specifically picked this one because it's hard. So in this, what you're looking at here is it's a park, and there's two potential spots for a way spot, and they are under tree cover, right? And it's a playground, and it's under tree cover. And no matter what you do, Chris, no matter what you do, street view, whatever, you can't see. I looked. I tried. You cannot see which one is the right one. You can't even see the POI because from this, there's no street view that looks right into where it is because there's houses and there's a cul-de-sac. Mm-hmm. There is no way to see. So you are purely guessing. That's all you're doing is you are just randomly guessing on which one should be the main one. And this is frustrating to me, who I don't do a lot of edits and things because of things like this. Like, I want to move something to the location where it's supposed to be, you know, within a few meters, of course. Kidding. But I've had so many times where I've done this and it ends up being right where it is because people don't know what they're looking at. So what I've done, and literally everybody has slapped my hand, everybody, nobody's on my side on this, I'll go into the description and I'll say, hey, please select the one on the bottom right. And I will say why. It is exactly on the playground. The other one is in an incorrect location. So please select the bottom right. So when you go to vote on that, you will see the two pins. And then it'll have a description. So it'll have the description that's currently on the way spot. And then it'll have my description where I'm explaining to the reviewer what to do. So what you do is you select the main description and then you pick the one on the bottom right because that's what I'm asking them to do. And then, boom, you go through. Now, to Blame Jamal, that makes a whole hell of a lot of sense. That makes sense. Like, oh, okay, thank you for telling me which one to do because I can't see it. Now, some people will say, I mean, the red flags go up. And some people will say that I am influencing reviewers, nominations with content that tries to sway and influence votes, such as dropping a code name, code word in the title, description, or photo, or making voting requests in the title, description, supporting information, or photo. So that is my preamble on this. And I've got a couple more examples of ones that are hard, but I see you stewing over there. So I'm going to pull this down. I'm going to pull this down and I'm going to give you a chance to give your retort.
That's abuse. I rolled up a piece of paper just for that. So here's what I'm going to say on that, right? It's unequivocally, technically, by the word of the rules, it's against the rules. It's abuse. You shouldn't do it. However, I understand because you're not wrong. Because like if I'm trying to move something and I can't give you context through the way that the system is designed, if I can't give you enough context, sorry, with the way that the system is designed, then that system has a design flaw. And the edits in Ingress and Pogo have a massive design flaw in that I can't explain to you or to the reviewer what I'm trying to do. So I get it. I completely understand. And I have mostly in the past turned a blind eye to the ones that were just like, please, please pick this pin. Yeah, no, I totally understand why people do it. And I've mostly turned a blind eye to the ones that were just like, please pick this pin because it's physically where this is. Like the playground's actually on the top pin. The pin is those ones. I mostly kind of just turn a blind eye to, and I'm like, all right, cool. I believe you. But it's the ones that are just like, hey, please pick this pin because that'll put it in a new cell. Like, now I'm suspicious that you're moving it off of where it actually is, like where it's proper, to somewhere where it's not proper, right? And to me, that's crossing the line. So I think what Niantic needs to do is they need to give us a supporting information box that allows us to say, hey, I understand that this Wastebot nomination is currently under tree cover, but the pin is in the wrong place. I would like to move it here. And maybe even like have, I don't know, like a, give me a chance to give you a supporting photo that I can use my GPS app and take a picture of the playground with the GPS coordinates on it. And then you could look it up and say, okay, cool. I believe you, right? It's a little bit of extra work, but I'm clicking unable to find an appropriate location for this, and I'm sending it off on my way. And now I've just wasted your time for submitting the edit, my time for reviewing the edit, and it's not going to go anywhere.
Right? No, 100%. I couldn't agree with you more. I even acknowledge that it's abuse, right? I do. Yeah, I do. Yeah. I acknowledge it.
I will give you credit for that.
But I will tell you, if it's something that I really need moved, I'll roll the dice, right? I'll roll the dice because I know, mm-hmm. okay, maybe I'll get a strike, but I'm willing to roll the dice. So let's talk about this next one. All right. So this next one here for our audio listeners, what you're looking at is, it is a, it's three pictures, and the name of the waste spot is Wall Art Number One, local artist and industrial complex. Now, what you're looking at from left to right, it's a kind of a postmodern type of, you know, picture of a person with dark hair, light skin, and it's on a blue background, and there's a door and some steps. So it's like a mural on a building. And then the two pictures to the right of that picture is a picture of a girl holding a key. And I think that's a purse or a fish in her hand. And, you know, it's a two-story mural, and there's three pictures. And it wants you to select that all the pictures are good, or it wants you to remove one and then say the other two pictures are good, or remove two and one is good. Now, Chris, I know you know the answer to this because I shared it with you. But if you were looking at these three pictures and you're a very astute wayfinder like you are, what would your thought, what are you thinking in this situation right now?
It's with this context, I don't know which one's correct. Like, I would lean towards the one on the left because there's only one of it.
Right.
But like, if I can't find this on Street View, like, I don't know which one to pick.
Right.
So I'm likely going to reject the one on the left
and just,
or skip it,
or skip it entirely. Right. Now, right? You bring up an excellent point when you said Street View. I'm going to go out on a limb. Right. And I go out on the limb a lot, and I'm wrong a whole lot, and I'm fine with that. But I'm going to go out on a limb right now and say majority of wayfinders, as they're doing reviews and they come across edits, are not going on Street View for every edit. Would I be fair in saying that?
100%. Absolutely.
Okay. So people are going to look at this and go, oh, there's two pictures here. So they must be trying to add an additional picture of the girl, or The picture of the person on the left was old, and they repainted over it with pictures of the girl. So let's get rid of the picture of the person and just go with the picture of the girl. Right. So, did I give you the answer to this? Do you have the other picture of this? Did I send that to you?
You did not.
Okay. All right. So, Chris, what I want you to do for me is take a second and pull up the street view for this specific one that we're looking at. So if you're on audio right now, what we're going to do is we're going to bring up the answer. So you're looking at this and you see there's one picture on the left and then there's two pictures on the right. So I actually went to Street View because I wanted to see what was going on with it. So here's the answer. What this submitter is trying to do, right, is they're trying to add a picture. This is a huge mural. This could easily be Waste Spot of the Week. It's a two-story building, and there's three distinct pictures on this building. The one with the girl, the one with the person, and then there's this whole ass other picture of like an octopus or something in the middle that they could go and add on also. But what it looks like the answer to this is they were trying to add an additional picture onto the waste spot of this mural, right? So again, there's zero context, but the more I look into it, that's the way I deduce it. Is that the way you see it also?
Yeah, 100%. They were just trying to add an extra photo to it, which is fine. And that's fair, right?
But
if it's a huge mural, so.
Yeah, but nobody would know that from what Niantic serves us up, that they're trying to add another picture. My mind went to, oh, they're trying to get rid of a picture that does not need to be there instead of they're trying to add a picture. So that leaves a lot to be... That leaves a lot on the table, right? That somebody took time out of their day to go and take these additional pictures and put them on there, but they don't have a way to tell people what they were trying to do. At least when you're first nominating a POI, you have a whole supporting information where you can plead your case, right? And people have said over these last months, Jamal, you got to sell it. Go on the forums. Jamal, you got to sell it. Everybody's sell, right? Am I wrong? Everybody's saying you got to sell it.
Nope. You're right.
But when it comes to edits, oh no, don't sell it. Oh, what are you doing? Don't you dare sell it. Don't you dare put anything in the description. That is abuse and you will get banned. Excuse me, I got a little fired up there. The message is so inconsistent. When you're trying to get something into the game, you got to sell it. But if you're trying to modify it while it's in the game and you sell it, then you're committing abuse. Where's the line?
The line is that Niantic needs to fix their system so that we can have supporting information, right? And I know people are going to be like, oh, people are just going to abuse it and people are just going to do their thing and say, okay, fine, that's right. But people are abusing the edits anyway, right? So
right. Now,
give them a spot where you could say, hey, it's I want to do this proper.
Yes, proper is the word. Now, Chris, you can back me up on this. You see my notes. My very first bullet point is what? Abuse. Right? I said abuse.
What about the children? Yeah.
Oh, and then I put something snarky in there. What about the children? So, okay. All right. Anyways, anyhow. But abuse is the first thing that we need to think about. The second thing is more/better knowledge for the reviewer. Mm-hmm. And I said there's lots of pros and there's also lots of cons. But I think that it is a situation that needs to be explored. Like, this is something that's bothered me from the early days of Wayfair and back into OPR. Like, I'm trying to explain to somebody why I'm trying to do it. Because, you know, in the early days, I was building up my area and I had things that I wanted to do very specifically. And I wanted to be able to articulate to people why I was trying to do it. And that's why I did the description edits. Because I was trying to let people know, hey, this is what's going on. This is why we're doing this. So don't screw it up.
Right. Yeah.
And it worked. I mean, everything in the areas I've built is in legitimate spots. Like, you can come and check it. Like, Flout Charlotte, come check it. They're all legit. So there's one more I want to pull up, Chris. And this is one that I know that you have had similar issues with it.
Yeah, I got one more after this that I want to talk about. So,
All right. No, this might be a little bit small.
I can fix that in post. It's fine.
Okay, fine. So I'll do my best to explain this right now. The name of the POI is the River Church, and the description is church community. Now, the first photo on the left is a picture of a church sign, and it says the River Church. The second photo on the right is a church sign that says Centerpoint Church. So our options are all photos meet criteria, or we click on one to remove one and leave the other. Now, looking at this on the face of it, on the surface of it, you would say, oh, the River Church, so I need to remove the Centerpoint Church option and just go with that. Now, what if Centerpoint is the correct option, but they got the name of the church changed first and then did the picture? So then it would be mismatch, or the other way around. What if they're trying to do the picture first and then go back and change the name? Without any context, we have no idea what the right answer is, and we're not really setting anybody up for success to be able to go in and do it. Throw it to you.
Yep, 100%. There's no context here. You can't provide any context here without abusing the system. So I don't know, was it the River Church and now it's Centerpoint Church? Or was it Centerpoint Church and now it's the River Church? Right? So this is kind of the same situation that I'm in with mine, where you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Right.
So like, it's situations like this, you can either, like, most people I think will just say, yep, those are both church signs, accept, right? And you move on, and then you just thumb the correct one and hopefully then you get it there.
And I'm big on having the right one in there. That's my preference. Is if it's the River Church, let's get rid of Centerpoint. If it's Centerpoint, let's get rid of the river. But without any context, it's hard to do that. Now, you had one you wanted to bring up, right?
Yeah. So this is that classic car on that roof is, oh, it's a gym. Actually, I'm looking at it in Pogo right now. It's a gym. And it's that gas station is no longer a Max Milk. It's a Circle K and an Esso. But Street View still shows it. This is Street View that you're looking at.
Right.
It's so for our audio listeners, it is like a 60s, 70s car on top of the roof of a gas station. Right. It's called Classic Car on the Roof, which is literally essentially what it is. Yeah,
that's a good description.
The description says a classic car on the top of Max Milk. So I went in to change it to a classic car on top of the Circle K. Rejected. Because
you look on
the picture,
yeah,
the waste spot picture is Max Milk. So now I have to go in and get the picture, a new picture approved, right? Which it probably will, because the car, you can see the context, it'll probably get approved. Then go and get enough thumbs on that picture so that it shows up as the default picture in Wayfair. So when you're doing your reviews, and then resubmit that edit again, right? So that's a lot of work to get a description done.
Right.
And I'm going to do it. Like we were talking about this before the show. I'm going to do it, but I shouldn't have to.
Right. There should be a way that you can explain, hey, here's what's going on. This is no longer a Max Milk. It's a Circle K. They've changed it. Street View's not updated. This is what we'd like the picture to be, and this is what we'd like the description to be. Like, that should be an option. I totally agree with you.
Right. And like, the Street View here is 2018. So Google, come on, get your button gear and come out here. But like, it's frustrating when you kind of, you do a good faith thing and try and get a description changed, and now I've got to do 15 extra steps just to get it done. And it's do I want to? No. Am I going to? Yes.
Right.
Right.
So let me just close by saying this before anybody out there sends me nasty messages. I know and completely understand that what I've been doing is abuse. I know this, right? Now I've stopped. I haven't done it in a while. I'm trying to be a responsible, you know, content creator and not, you know, out there doing things and, you know, because that would be awful if I got banned. I'd be like the guy with the Wayfair podcast with Chris and no Wayfair account. So I'm not currently doing that, But I will say, if you go through my history, whoever has access to that, I have done it in the past. I've done that in the recent past. Within the last year, I've done it. It's against the rules, but should it be? That's my question for you. So if you interact with us in the next week after this show, should that be against the rules? And the argument that I have that it should be is, and I kind of set this up. I kind of set you guys up. You guys kind of like played right into my hands. So as I was talking about my barbershop and all these other things, everybody on the forum reacting to my post was, you need to sell your Wastebot nomination. You need to tell the reviewer why it's a community center and not a local generic business. You need to explain to the reviewer why this barbershop is important to your community and why we shouldn't just market generic. I wrote all that down. I kept all the receipts. I've got the names of everybody who said that. Now I'm coming to you saying, I'm trying to take your advice. I am trying to sell this because it's not what it is. And now you're like, no, you can't do that. You can't put that in the description. You're influencing the reviewers. What about the children? So which way is it? Sell it or don't sell it? Why should I have to go in 100% blind on this edit when I had to do all this dang selling to get it in the game in the first place? Fair question. I believe it's a fair question.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's,
I'm with you, man.
And that's my,
I'm with
that's you. My mic drop right there.
Yep. It's Niantic needs to give us the tools that we need to curate their map correctly.
Yep.
And that's all I'm going to say on that.
All right. Now, Chris, before we go to break and go to the dad jokes, we received two, not one, but two emails this week that I want to read. And they're both from the same person, Fox Peterson. I think that's the name that you want us to call you by. There was another name and email address, but I don't want to read that for obvious reasons. So the email is this. It says, so I submitted positive feedback to the chat bot instead of here. Well, because anyways, I don't care if you guys read this or not on the show, but I do hope you read because it's something that you either enjoy or probably would enjoy in general. But I guess as long as I'm here typing, I do have a quick question regarding something I've seen on the Go maps recently, which is basically that many gyms around Portland, editorial comment, Portland, Oregon, my hometown, have had an adjacent Pokestop that is not a gym with a slightly different name. Like if the gym is the mural on the Mexican restaurant, the stop might be the sign with the nightly specials in the parking lot. It's always a gym and a stop, same facility, different things. What's weird is it's a pattern that has appeared around New Year's, all of a sudden, almost everywhere I've seen in Portland. What's going on? I don't want to complain because it might be okay, but it's curious how it's patterned. Okay, because how it's patterned. Help me solve the mystery of somewhat duplicate Pokestops to help them solve the mystery. So I'll go first, Chris. I do this, and we've talked about this again with the church signs. I am a sucker for taking a picture of a church and nominating it, and then taking a picture of the church sign and nominating it also. And what it sounds like Fox Peterson has come across is people will nominate a restaurant and then nominate the sign in the parking lot of the plaza or the restaurant or something like that. Obviously, they're in different sales. I'm just going to go out and say I have a problem with this. I don't know if you do. I have a problem with this. I think that if it's a legitimate way spot, it should be nominated. If the church is legitimate, nominate the church. And then if the sign is legitimate, nominate the sign. I don't subscribe to these rules where you can only have this or you can only have that. Or you can only have one tennis court, not five. So Fox, that's what I believe is going on. Chris is going to give his professional opinion now.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. I'm not with you on the church and the church sign. I think the church and the church sign are both kind of the same thing.
We are never going to agree on that.
Church sign. No, I'm never going to agree on that. We are always going to disagree on that. Because to me, you don't pray or socialize at the church sign. You pray and socialize inside the church.
Depends on the kind of church.
However, if I mean, you're not wrong. Okay, I'll give you that. But if it's a restaurant and a mural, then sure, because the mural is art, and art is its own waste spot, and a restaurant is somewhere you can be social, and I will die on that hill. So that's, they're separate, right? And if it's the mall sign in a restaurant, or you know, a couple of distinctly different things that someone's able to get into two different cells and get them into Pogo, then absolutely have at it, right? You and I differ on this too. Like, I would nominate them even if they weren't going to show up in Ingress or Pogo, right? So if they show up, then that's a bonus. So I think that's what this is. This is just someone who knows the cells, knows the maps, and is a max kind of guy saying, hey, I'm going to get as much into the game as I possibly can. And if they're legitimate, they're legitimate, right? So
we need to change your nickname to LSO, light ship only.
Yeah.
So Fox, that's a good one. I think it's probably, if you said you started seeing this since New Year's, it's probably a newer wayfinder in your area, or someone who hasn't nominated things in your area before, and they have their own strategic way of going about getting things in the game. Especially if that was a barren sale prior to that. I'm just going to say it. We all know if it's a barren sale, you get two things approved in there, one's going to become a gem. I think those rules have been on the internet for years and years and years. I don't think I'm breaking anything by saying, you know, 2, 6, and 20. I think if you're a wayfinder, you know what 2, 6, and 20 mean. I should probably get that on a t-shirt.
Did a whole show on it. Yeah. Too, so
we should probably get that on a t-shirt, 2, 6, and 20.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
So, where to go fast.
Yeah, that's right. So I don't have a problem with that. So I'm a min-max guy, so I'm a big fan of that, and I would give kudos to the person. So I would tell you, don't raise any alarms, put a Pokemon in the gym, spin the stop, hack them both, link them together, find something else to make a triangle. So that's what I would tell you to do.
Yep, 100%.
Yeah. Now, absolutely. We have one more email from Fox Peterson that I'll read here. And this is probably the best email we've received in a long time, Chris. I think this is the best email received.
I knew you would like this one. Yep.
This is for the Wastebotters and mostly the dad jokes, which I adore. And now I know that at least one of you loves the Green Brothers, Hank and John, and their sock book, AFC football space entrepreneur stuff. So talking about Chris. I thought I would be sure that you've seen John's series, their YouTube vlog bros, where he does something like 70 dad jokes in 5 minutes. There's several where he breaks his own record. You may have watched it already, but if not, I think I want to tell you a dad joke that is literally the best joke I've ever heard, and I got it from there. Question: why do scuba divers fall backwards out of the boat? Answer: because if they fell forward, they would still be in the boat. Comedy symbols, emoji. Okay. Well, keep using your power to turn my coal into fuel. Your favorite Columbia River forger, Fox, in Washougal, Washington. That's amazing. I love that.
Yeah. That's fantastic. That's a good one. I like that one. And yeah, and I love the Green Brothers. They're amazing.
You know what I like about that? That's somebody that listens to the show. Because that was kind of a little deep cut. They listened to the show and pulled that out. Yep. So I really appreciate that. You know what? I might make that joke the first dad joke. So in just about a minute here, you're going to hear the dad jokes. You'll probably hear that dad joke again. And I'll probably be wearing a different costume awesome. As we go through that dad joke. So with that, let's go ahead and go to break. We'll play the music and you will hear the dad jokes. And we will see you on the other side.
Sir Amanda here. Have you seen a thing that exists and is a great place to exercise, explore, or be social at? You should nominate it while listening to the Wastebotters podcast. Sir Amanda here. Rumor has it, a review a day keeps a doctor away. Is that how it goes? You are listening to the Wastebotters podcast. Sir Amanda here. Rumor has it, if you listen to the Wastebotters podcast, you'll learn about how to make waste spots.
Are you serious? This again? It's season 3.
Why do scuba divers always fall backwards out of the boat? If they fell forward, they'd still be in the boat. Do you know the story about the chicken that crossed the road?
I don't either. I couldn't follow it.
What did the photon say when asked if they needed to check a bag?
Hey, no thanks. I'm traveling light.
What would bears be without the letter B? Ears. Yep. Ears. Why are skeletons so calm? Because nothing gets under their skin. Why did the PowerPoint presentation cross the road? Because they wanted to get to the next slide. What runs around a baseball field but never moves? A fence. All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Wastewaters Podcast with Jamal and Chris. Hope you enjoyed the dad jokes this week. I enjoy doing all the costume changes for everybody. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then you need to watch our shorts. You need to watch the show on YouTube, and you need to watch the shorts to understand what the costume changes mean. Now, we're going to jump right into this.
Let's take a look at a beautiful example of what the Wastewaters Podcast thinks you should be nominating. We proudly present the Way Spot of the Week.
Take it away, Chris. This one is for you.
This Way Spot of the Week is from, let me pull it up.
I didn't say who it was from.
You didn't say who it was from.
This is from Pokey Marianne in the Pokemon okay. Professor Network. That's who this is from.
Nice. It is a lovely three-story mural of a woman flexing her muscles, and her arms are heavily tattooed. She's got sleeves on both arms. This is like a riff on the old like World War II propaganda fundraising stuff that the army used to do with the woman flexing, because all the men went to war, so all the women's worked in the factories.
Yep.
To support the war effort. So, and she's got a little hat on her head. It's a beautiful, beautiful mural, and it looks like she's wearing kind of like a blue coverall. And the description is: this two-story mural depicts a modern-day Rosie the Riveter, tribute to the powerful women who built this country. We stand on their shoulders and continue to. The mural resides on the exterior wall for Sacred Rose Tattoo and was commissioned by the owner. And it looks like it was done by somebody named Bode or Bope.
Yep.
In 2023. It's gorgeous.
It is. And I included this in there because we went off of murals for about a month. And so I'm like, it's time to get back to murals. People got tired of seeing murals, and so we went off of murals. Like, it's time to bring back the murals. I like the murals. So there's a mural for you. So that is 100%, it's beautiful. I love it. It's the symbolism of that. There's just so much going on there. I love the spirals on the elbows. Like, I could imagine that didn't feel good at all. Like, that's a sensitive area. Like, I can't imagine that. I don't know. I only have one tattoo, and I was like 25 when I got it. I want more tattoos, but I don't know what I want, so I have one. So,
yeah,
my wife,
I have a couple.
My wife has more tattoos than I do. So,
nice.
All right, let's talk about something that's not beautiful. Let's talk about
I've been working on the Wayfair all the long day. I'm working on the way there just to pass the... Uh-oh. Oh, no. Hey, Jamal, I found some coal.
All right. So, coal of the week number one this week comes to us from Jojen Reed 64 in the Wayfair Discussion Discord. And this one here. Okay. We hadn't had murals on in a while, and we hadn't had a live animal on in a while. So I went specifically searching for a coal of the week with a live animal, and I found one. All right. So what you're looking at here is the Wimbrell Way Community Entrance, neighborhood named after the Wimbrell, a sizable wading bird boasts elongated legs and a curved bill, its upper body, and it's brownish white, and the rest is cut off. All right. So someone was trying to be funny here. So they're nominating a neighborhood sign, and it doesn't look like they, you know, were hiding that it's a neighborhood sign or tried to put it in someone's backyard or anything. They're legit nominating a neighborhood sign, but they have their dog standing on the neighborhood sign, and it's not like a picture where you're taking a picture of a park and there happened to be a dog in the background. The dog is like legit posing for the photo. It's like standing prim and proper right in the center of the photo. So this would be old school one star live animal if that was still an option. I don't know what else I can say about
it. Yeah, they definitely staged their dog right in the middle.
Yeah.
Said, stay, took a few steps back, took a picture.
Right. Now, some people have issues with neighborhood signs. This just makes it even worse that you put a dog on it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Terrible.
Yep, terrible. All right, let's go to Coal of the Week number two. This one is yours.
Coal of the Week number two is from Yamk in the Pokemon Professor Network Discord, and it is a playground. The title is Harrington Mill Playground. It's a decent shot of a playground. It looks like it's in a park, so it's you'd think that a playground would be eligible. Picture's good. There's no live animal. There's no license plates. There's no submitter identifiable. Right. But I'm going to go ahead and read the description. Playground where the kids and parents of around community come to play and also can meet here to play Pokemon Go.
Oh.
Be like, you were so close.
When keeping it real goes wrong.
So close. You almost had it. This is one of those things that Emily should be able to pick up.
Yes.
Like, oh, the description has the words Pokemon and Go in it.
Exactly.
See you later.
Like, if they had a stopped after come to play, bang. Yeah. Easy.
Solid 5-star.
Oh, right? For if sure. If we still had stars.
Easy slam dunk exceptions. But
then you have to just
You've gone from going. Easy slam dunk acceptance to easy slam dunk rejection.
Yes.
In two words.
Pokemon Go.
How to ruin a nomination in two words.
Exactly. All right, so let's take our own advice and not ruin a good show by talking too much. You got anything else?
Solid advice. I'm good,
man. All right, so now you guys know we cannot have an episode of Wastebotters without shouting out our patrons, and especially our executive producer, Kate the Cons. Kate, you rock. Kate has said she will not come on the show because she's afraid she's going to drop too many F-bombs, but I have a little beeper that I can beep out any F-bombs, so we're not going to let Kate skate on that. See what I did there? Kate skate it.
Okay, yeah. Anyways. You had to use it for me last week.
So, Kate, we love you. All the patrons, we love you. We appreciate everything you guys add to the show, all the suggestions, and we look forward to celebrating with all of you soon in a few months. Go fast. So, if you enjoyed what you hear, or what you heard on this episode of Wastebotters, there's a couple ways that you can tell us. You can interact with us on our socials. The first one would be Twitter. So you can reach out to us on Twitter or X or whatever we're calling it these days. We are at Wastebotters. Now, we are also on Instagram at Wastebotters Podcast. And then we also have a TikTok for your enjoyment pleasures. I make Wastebots. Now, on these socials, you'll be able to see all of our thoughts, comments, context, pictures, shorts, dad jokes. We try to be incredibly responsive with our listeners, and we love interacting with all of you. Secondarily, you can visit our website, www.wastebotters.com. From there, you can get links to everywhere you can download the show. You can also send us a message directly from the website, or you can do like Fox Peterson did. You can send us an email at wastebotters@pokemonprofessor.com. Now, some of you are not watching the YouTube. Some of you are. We love for everybody to come and watch the YouTube. That would be really cool. And for those of you who are watching right now, you can see our pretty faces. YouTube.com/@WastebottersPodcast is where you can go to not only see the entire show podcast, but you can see all of the shorts and any of the other content that we make in the video format will be there on the YouTube page. Now, if you want your voice on the show, here's a quick way you can do it. You can call 704-426-3710. If you leave a voicemail on that number, your voice will have a really high probability of appearing on the show, and you will be part of the show. Now, finally, if you are not a member of the Pokemon Professor Network, there's a really quick and easy way you can do it. you can go to www.patreon.com/PokemonProfessor. From there, you can join the Patreon for as little as $1 US a month. You will have access to the entire Discord for the entire family of shows across the Pokemon Professor Network, including Wastepotters, Special Conditions, Gotta Watch Them All, Purified Podcast, and Lured Up. It's a fantastic place filled with fantastic people. And that would be $1 US or your equivalent dollar amount in your area. Now, last thing, and I promise this is the last thing. If you could all do me a favor on the podcatcher that you're listening to now, could you go in and give us a rating? 5 stars for me and Chris are the best stars, really helps off the show. And if you want to be a superstar, go in and write a review on a podcatcher that will allow you to do so. I promise you, we will do our best to get that on the show and read it and play it. So with that, I want to thank you for listening to another episode of Wastepotters. We really appreciate you. And remember, what's a few meters between friends?